Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
All right, in show business this morning, how charmless was life on the set of the series Charmed, and how charming with guest entertainment reporter Kevin Smith B.
Oh, yes, Kevin.
Well, right. For the uninitiated, of which there are few, Kevin, already ready to do this, let me show you a little bit of the movies that Kevin has done, the fabulous Kevin movie
Kevin
montage.
For the occasion.
I know, he's totally dressed up. This Clerks, which is the greatest film of all time. And from Clerks, I should know the order, and I probably don't. Clerks to Chasing Amy.
No, Mallrats.
To Mallrats.
I have your job already.
All right, you've already got it, you're done. Mallrats to Shannon Doherty, then Chasing Amy, then Dogma, and now Jay and Silent Bob. All right, and then Kevin was at one of these press junkets, and listen to what Kevin said about his desire to, well, here, it's sort of almost not an assault, but you'll see.
My career plans were to do what Sam Rubin does, but unfortunately, Rubin took the job, you know, and I really wanted it. And I went into KTLA, and I was just like, I can do it. I've seen Sam Rubin, you know, come on. I can do better than that.
Well, now, now we will see. All right, so I get to go.
Down has been laid down.
I get to go first, then Kevin, and then we'll see what happens. All right, we start this hour with chemistry, not the stuff involving the periodic table or Bunsen burners, clever puns, but the kind of rapport that either happens or it doesn't. And who has a genuine rapport and who does not? Well, in the latter category, it's two of the three ladies of TV's Charmed. We've heard rumor after rumor that Shannon Doherty and Alyssa Milano were not pals and that their bad relationship was, in essence, the reason Shannon left the very successful series. Forget about the rumors and all that stuff. Finally, one of the ladies speaks. And what does she tell us? That the rumors were right. Alyssa Milano says simply this: we definitely did not get along. All right, some other entertainment items you might have missed. It's going to be a Baywatch blast. The reunion movie with Donna DiArico and others is in the works for Fox in February. And will he be working in February or even next week? The editor-in-chief of Variety, Peter Bart, something of a wordsmith. What can he say or write that will undo what he is said to have said in the new issue of Los Angeles Magazine? The article quotes Peter saying some very non-PC things and suggests he tried to sell a script while running Variety. All right, now it is Kevin's turn. So we go to the prompter. Camera two, Steph, for Kevin. Where would you like him to read? There, you? Camera one. Here it is.
Jay and Silent Bob strike out. That's what the trades are saying this morning, much to the chagrin of the film's director, former indie auteur, and current Hollywood sellout Kevin Smith. In Variety and the Hollywood Reporter this morning, Smith was torn a new one by two clueless pundits. Go by the name of Scott Foundas and Kirk Honeycutt, respectively, in the venerable industry rag Variety, which is in trouble, as we just heard. Foundas said of the new comedy opening this Friday, Jay and Silent Bob strike back against what? The audience? Not to be outdone. The reporter reported that Smith is a visual klutz. When asked to comment, Smith said, come on, I've got a dream job, a slew of fans, hot wife, beautiful daughter, must-see movie, and millions of dollars in my bank account. Do you really think I'm sweating a spanking by the trades? I mean, I can understand the venom. I'd be bitter and humorless, too, if I wanted to write the great American novel and instead found us, myself, forced to opine on movies employing terms like laugher and boffo. If Pauline Kael or Janet Maslin panned my movie, I'd feel bad, but Foundas and Honeycutt, I think I'll sleep okay tonight. Based on advanced reactions to the movie from people who really matter, the audience, Smith doesn't seem to have too much to worry about this weekend, unless KTLA's Sam Rubin pans the movie. Now that would hurt.
All right.
Whoa!
That's great.
Okay.
That was very good.
Excellent. You know what? Here you go. Take the seat. Go ahead.
He's all right.
He wins the chair.
Thank you.
All right, do you have any guests? Any big shot guests or anything?
Man. I do. I'm going to bring a guest on. Thank God this is working out, because the film career apparently is not. My first guest is one of the stars of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, a very funny movie. The very lovely Jennifer Schwalbach. Jennifer, how are you?
Hello.
Excellent to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Can we point out just for a second that Jennifer is actually much taller than this?
Yes. Jennifer's much taller. I'm in a higher chair. So this is your first movie. How'd you get into it?
Well, having never acted before,
I
got into the movie the old-fashioned way.
Which is?
I slept with the director.
Nice.
Luckily, the director happens to be my husband, so it was easy.
So you're married to the visual klutz, Kevin Smith.
Yes.
How is that?
It's wonderful.
Really? Particularly this morning?
He's not a klutz at everything.
Oh, well. He's feeling pretty good. The movie, some people say it's very funny. Agree?
Absolutely.
And you play in the movie?
I play Missy. She's an international jewel thief.
Yipes.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of picture, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I get to do lots of fun things like wear a cat suit,
mm-hmm.
shoot a gun,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of bad girly stuff.
How did Jennifer meet the director?
Sam, it's my job.
Sorry.
Sam.
You know, I just thought of a question. How did you meet the director?
I interviewed the director. I used to work for USA Today.
Get out of here. A good paper.
An excellent paper who happens to love this movie, from what I understand.
Yes.
I interviewed Kevin, and we fell in love.
Interesting. Interesting. I like that. I like that. You'll do well. The other women in the movie, Allie Larder, Eliza Dishku, Shannon Elizabeth, you guys bond, get along, have a good time?
We really got along, and Kevin
gave
me this wonderful piece of advice going in. He said, well, you have to be careful because the other girls might hate you.
Because? Why?
Because you're the director's wife, and then you've never acted before.
Right.
So I was terrified going in.
Right.
And we instantly bonded, so... That was the beginning and end of his directing.
He's not, as we see in the trailer this morning, he's not a very good director.
Very, very true. No, they were wonderful.
But you're not the only Smith woman in the picture, correct?
Correct. Our daughter, Harley Quinn Smith.
Smith put his daughter in the movie as well.
Man, that guy's out of control.
He is, he really can.
Can we see a clip of the movie?
Yeah, let's, you know, I had a good idea. Let's watch a clip of the movie.
Let's go.
Did you get to keep the outfit?
Sexy, very, very sexy.
Thank
Did you keep
you.
That cat suit?
Yes. No. Yes, I do have the cat suit, but it's not as easy as it might look to get into.
Really? Your husband doesn't ask you to put it on
night? No, I don't parade around the room at night.
You should.
But, I mean, it took like four people to get it on, and they had to sew me into it, so every time I had to go to the bathroom, it was kind of an ordeal. Stitching, peeling.
I would agree with that. I hear Smith's clothes have to be sewed on as well, because he's bursting at the seams, so heavy as the gentleman. Do you have any comment about that?
No comment.
Really?
No.
Nice. Excellent advice.
Hey, you did a great job.
Wow.
Jennifer, will you ever make a movie that Kevin doesn't direct? No.
No.
All right.
No.
Better watch.
You know, if it doesn't work out for you, he's good.
I'm here. I'm here every morning.
Yeah. I can
see Variety and Hollywood Reporter every day.
Movie opens up on Friday. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you guys.
Good to meet you guys. That was fantastic.
That's fantastic.